And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. Friend of those who want no friend. Chuck Roberts here on a really nice Thursday. I was outside for just a little bit, catching a little bit of the vitamin D that's available out there.
Along with some pollen.
Aren't we all? But by golly, we're going to be busy today. We have a special program today dedicated to all things Yavapai County. And there are several things that are running around in my little beanie brain that we need to talk about. So Tom Thurman will be here along, and he has brought a special guest, Dave Williams. Dave was here once before, and his son got his first chance to be on the radio.
Yes,
so yeah, we'll get an update on how he's doing. So what we'll do is take a time out for some commercial words. We will be right back. We're taking attendance. Don't go away. This is KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and Dewey Humboldt Mayor, and around the world on KQ&A.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Well, you know it's spring when you hear that. New life in the form of little fluff balls called baby chicks. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals and Healthy Chicks. Now's a great time to renew your backyard and barnyard with these fun little guys. Actually, most are fun little girls that will eventually lay the best eggs you've ever tasted. It'll be a one-stop shop because Olson's also has everything you'll need to keep them warm. Feed and water them, bed them down, and great advice to make sure that they grow up healthy. Check out our website, olsonsgrain.com, for each store's chick selection. On a different subject, Olson's has now partnered with Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters to feature some of their events, and we're excited to announce Bowl for Kids Sake 2019, going on now through April 13th. Haven't bowled in a while? Who cares? This annual fundraiser brings community members together to create bowling teams, gather pledges, laugh a lot, and share a day of great fun at local bowling alleys in order to support these incredible programs. Visit azbigs.org to form a team or learn more.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And thank you again for tuning in on official hands-free radio broadcast this Thursday afternoon, where we have Tom Thurman to start things off. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Chuck?
District Supervisor, District Two.
We try harder. Number two always tries harder. But I do a lot of things.
What is for those who perhaps are not quite clear, what are the general boundaries of your responsibility?
Well, do you have 15 minutes to go over it?
Yes.
Okay. I start.
All right, we are out of time for that.
At 42-45.
Generally speaking, sir.
Everything pretty well south of 69 from Sam's Club. All the way down.
Sam's Club? I'm not, where's that?
The former Sam's Club. Jeez.
It's going to be one of those days, folks. We're fit for bear.
Okay. And then I pretty well from there all the way down to through Dewey Humboldt, Mayor, Cortez, Black Canyon City, Crown King, Lake Pleasant, all the way across the other side, just north of Bartlett Lake, up in the Mazatzels, however you want to say it. And then up towards Stoneman Lake, just south of Flagstaff. And then I have the bulk of the Verde Valley, everything downriver, if you will, from 89A.
And there's some other fellow who has the Verde Valley, too.
Yeah, he has the bulk of the population. Supervisor Garrison, he has Jerome, Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
And he's, I think he's the current chair.
He is the current chair.
That's right.
That's right.
It was quite a meeting that you fellows... I say fellows, had last weekend when you met to decide who, and you were there as a precinct committeeman, but the Republican precinct committee people.
On Sunday, yes.
Met at a banquet hall, according to the Arizona Republic.
Fancy banquet hall.
Actually,
we all had tuxedos on.
Yeah, right. It was at the golf course. Right?
Yeah, it was.
The old clubhouse.
Yeah, it was. The renovated clubhouse. So yeah. It is very nice.
It's very nice.
It is very nice.
But, I mean, I don't know. You've got quite a... I mean, it's not like you can meet in a small location. You've got a lot of members.
Oh, there. Yeah. No, you had to be an elected precinct committeeman
of
Yavapai County to be able to vote.
So there was 150 or so probably.
There was there's quite a few of us, and I think it was 135 or something. Yeah, I did not vote, even though I've been a elected precinct committeeman for decades. Now. I did not vote because I didn't think that'd be right. Because
you have another decision coming up.
Yeah. I wasn't taking sides. Later. Yeah, I just wanted to be the fly on the wall to listen. And it was interesting.
It was, and I got to watch it because it was on Facebook Live. I think the E! News put that on, and I watched the entire thing. And it reminded me of the old saying: if you don't want to know how law is made, because that
looks like sausage.
Don't know how sausage is made.
Yeah,
it's just good.
It's legislation,
and it was quite a
I'll
day. It was quite an afternoon, and quite honestly, it was a tough one because the reason you guys were meeting was that David Stringer resigned.
Yes,
and he had all kinds of other issues which are not pertinent to this particular discussion.
But he
just said, "I've had enough." And Republican precinct people then were asked to meet and select three people to replace him. And so that entire...
And that's state law.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That is state law. And if they couldn't make up their mind and come up with three, then the whole thing changed. We had the Board of Supervisors would have to come up with a citizens committee. And it just... And I'll tell you, everybody knew... That down in Phoenix right now, the votes were so close between Democrats and Republicans.
30-29 with Dave.
Right, and so you don't have that majority, and you need that the two vote majority, and so they pretty well held all the bills since he
resigned. Amazingly long, but it was a rather drawn out process because I didn't know it, but you are required to have three people selected, and so you have several ballots. And so on the first ballot, the person who got the most votes.
50% plus one.
That was
Steve Pierce.
Steve Pierce. So, okay, now we have another ballot to see who's going to be the second person on there. And then
because none of the others made the 50-plus one.
Yeah, and then we had to do that again. And right, I think again, the fourth ballot, I think we finally ended up
Chris Coutinho was way up there, but he didn't quite get enough.
Yeah.
And then eventually Mark Sensmeyer, or his son, Steven Sensmeyer, of Amby Riddle, he did get it, and then the third choice became Ken Bennett.
But in the meantime, we had a lot of familiar names, Lucy Mason.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it was
There was 11 or 12 that had ran for that position.
And so it was interesting to see that process. As I said, it was like sausage being made, but it was interesting to see how it worked and how, quite honestly, quite orderly it was. And each person who had the original, I don't know, nine or so people who were nominated gave a 2 or 3 minute little talk about why they felt they were should be
picked.
And it was quite an educational experience and an opportunity for me to see the future.
It's history.
It's history, it's also the future.
It hadn't happened to me since I've been involved with the county since 2000. That had not happened before. And so it's happened in other counties, but in this county it hadn't. So it was really interesting. I got a kick out of it. But the problem is the three that they elected to come in front of the board, two of them have been my friends for years and both of them highly qualified. Both of them
couldn't go wrong.
And then one young man,
here's the future.
Here's the future of the Republican Party and in politics and government. We want these young people. And here, Supervisor Thurman goes, sorry. But in this instance, because of the situation, if it had been a month or 2 or 3 months ago, I would have looked at it differently, but right now everything was held and stalled.
You got 6 weeks left or so left in the term.
Supposedly, to sine die.
And Mr. Representative Pierce now said he's not going to run for re-election.
Right.
So this gives everybody else a chance to kind of decide how they want to handle things in 2020.
Well, you got to remember, too, I had backed Jody Rooney in the last election against David Stringer. And so he was very upset with me, which rightfully so, because I should never back anybody in a primary. That's wrong of me to do that. And so I did apologize for that. However, there are other folks besides her, Jeff Wozowicz and some other people, looking at this same seat. Well, it's very hard to beat an incumbent unless they're really inept. And so putting in this young man gave him a leg up to those people, that, in my opinion, that wouldn't have been fair. Because they are running, they've already been running for this seat. So he can run for the seat. Now he can pull a packet and run against those. And he probably has a good chance of winning. He's very energetic and very intelligent in politics. But I couldn't do that because they needed somebody to make votes that day. We picked them on Wednesday. So it was either Stringer or Pierce. Steve Pierce or Ken Bennett, and those were the two. And I mean, both of them had been president of the Senate.
Couldn't have gone wrong.
Either one of them would have been fine.
Absolutely.
The only reason, and I said this in the meeting, was that I didn't pick Ken, was because two things. One is that Ken had ran against the governor already and said a lot of things. That, you're campaigning. You gotta dive in and try to find the weak points to somebody if you want somebody to vote for you. I understand that. But I'm afraid that's created a bit of a rift between him and the governor. The House, people gotta understand, the House is the one really that starts the budget system, okay? They gotta pass the budget first before the Senate does. Then it goes to the governor. And with that rift with him and the governor, I was a little apprehensive. Now, part two of this was the rumor mill went around that Steve Pierce was anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment. All this stuff came out on tweets and Twitter and Facebook.
It's pretty hard to figure a rancher like Steve Pierce.
I know, and then I started thinking about, wait a minute, he even got a bill passed that you could have a shooting range in your backyard. And that doesn't sound like he's anti-gun, so we kind of have an idea. There's a group of people that started this rumor, a false rumor, to try to get Ken in there because they believe Ken was more conservative. And I don't know if he is or not, but I'm, like I said before, either one of them highly qualified, able to hit the ground running And so
on Monday, he was picked.
Wednesday,
and he went right to work.
Sunday, yeah. And then you got after they were the GOP picked them here locally. Then we would have had advertised, which would be the next business day, which would have been Monday. So the earliest we could have done it is Tuesday. Well, trying to get all of us supervisors wrangled into one spot at the same time is like, you know, herding cats, pulling teeth, whatever you want to say. Yeah. And so we already had the meeting scheduled for Wednesday morning. So we figured that extra 12 hours, 15 hours or more isn't going to hurt anything. So,
I got to watch that on Facebook Live too. And I thought, again, it was very educational for me.
I had a kick out of it.
Yeah. Randy Garrison was the holdout, and that was interesting. Why?
Yeah. Because the Verde Valley came really against Pierce because of the Second Amendment problem. And then when I found out that it was erroneous, then I said, well, then I'll lean back. Because we really needed somebody to get along with the governor to get this budget passed.
Well, yeah, I think Mr. Pierce, he's been around long enough that he's, you know, first name basis with almost everybody down there.
All of them, yes.
So is
Ken Bennett.
He
was the Secretary of State of Arizona. I mean, you can't get
him a step away from governor.
Yeah.
And, like you say, though, I think he kind of.
And I love them both. I mean, they're good, dear friends, both of them. And I'm sorry, Ken's probably mad at me, but I had to pick somebody.
Well, who did Randy Garrison vote for?
Ken. So it was 4-1.
And the reason was?
Because of this Second Amendment thing.
And he felt Ken had been by his side for a long time. And so, that, you know, there's a point where you just have to call.
We were afraid. And Ken was asked that question. Are you going to butt heads with the governor? And Ken kind of, you know, he-hawed a little bit around it because it's tough. It is tough. You run against somebody, it's hard to throw those things away.
Bumping up against the owner of a business, which the governor might use that analogy, and calling him everything and saying, I think I can do a better job than you. And that was a year ago.
I'm just not a mudslinger guy.
Yeah.
Even when I ran the first time against Supervisor Lorna Street, I sat down with her and I said, I'll make you a deal. I won't throw any mud against you if you don't try to throw any against me. Well, I had a fairly clean record, and I was not experienced, and nobody hardly knew me, so there wouldn't have been much mud you could throw.
Yeah.
But she had a lot that I could throw at, and I don't do that. I don't like it. I don't like it at the federal level. I don't like it at the state level. It makes
good press, but it doesn't make good relationships.
You get sick of it. Tell me what you're going to do to improve and to help people and to keep our taxes low.
I'm going to ask you those very same questions in just a few moments, but we're going to take a commercial timeout right now. We're talking with Supervisor Tom Thurman, and then we'll get Dave Williams on to talk about some new things going on in your department, which is the development.
Yep,
and
services.
Talk about the buildings and growth and
permits.
Things like that. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable in just a moment. This is KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood. Around the world, KQ&A.com.
It's me, Sandy, with YCCA. Plan to attend the City of Prescott Quarterly Contractors Outreach Meeting, April 10th, 11:30 to 1. Lunch will be served. Location, Yavapai College, Building 3, Room 119. Bring your questions, get the answers, and meet the awesome Community Development Leadership Team. Lots happening. RSVP to me, 778-0040. Don't be square, just be there.
Auggie'sPrescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggie's, go to Auggie'sPrescott.com, check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggie's exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. Auggie'sPrescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggie's Frontier Village and Auggie'sPrescott.com.
The Prescott Police Department is now accepting applications for police recruits. The Prescott Police Department hosts open houses on March 25th and April 11th, both at 6 p.m. for anyone with an interest in a career as a police officer for the city of Prescott. Topics include the testing process, culture, required paperwork, and hiring standards. This position and all other career opportunities can be viewed at the City of Prescott website at www.prescott-az.gov. Call the City of Prescott Human Resources Department at 928-777-1286.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And howdy again. We are not quite through the half part of the barrel here, and continue chatting just for a little bit here with Supervisor Tom Thurman. I've seen you here before.
A few times.
Can't get rid of him, folks.
I used to make it about
he
every.
Hangs around outside.
Well,
the door
I used
here.
To be here just about every other week, but not anymore. Oh. I'm in the Verde a lot.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit about things that are coming up for our county supervisors' budget time.
Yes.
That's your favorite time of the year.
Well, you know what's hard?
My favorite words are unfunded mandates.
Oh, and liabilities. I've been very good at this. I have to brag. We've only gone up one time on the cost per $100 of evaluation. Now, I'm sorry. Sometimes your home 10 years ago was worth $150,000, now it's worth $250,000. You're going to pay more money
because you're on the valuation.
But the assessment per $100 worth of evaluation, we have kept not only low, we've actually reduced it a number of years. And only
That's
one time.
Because they're building so many houses, folks.
Well, they are building a lot of houses. And the state shares
sales. It's not Dave's fault.
No, it's not Dave's fault. Well, partly is.
We'll get to that.
But state shared sales tax, which is the bulk of that, is being collected in the great state. Excuse me. I'm not supposed to say that. It's politically incorrect.
The county of Maricopa.
Is, of course, where all the bulk of all the sales tax comes in from the state. So we get a lot of that. Don't get me wrong. We don't get everything that we put in there. We don't get it all back, but we get a majority of it. And some years we actually get more. But, saying that, this year may be a little different because we're not sure about the jail in Prescott. You know, we twice crashed and burned to raise the sales tax for a new jail. And we crashed and burned. And so we did get an extension of the existing quarter cent sales tax, but that's just to maintain and operate what we have now, the $2 million a year transporting back and forth, back and forth. So we built some, you know, courtrooms over there in Camp Verde where the jail is, and we can build another one, but it's still two-thirds of the crime is on this side of the mountain. So we're still.
So what does this? What does this? Explain what this means.
What I'm getting to is we may have to raise a little bit of property tax.
But I'm talking about moving. You have to move inmates from Camp Verde to Prescott.
Yes.
And then back again.
That's correct.
Because you can't house them anyplace on the side of the hill, and
that's
because
correct.
Many of the crimes that are committed and the criminals are in this district.
Correct. In this,
if you will,
on this side of the Mingus Mountain. I hate having that mountain bifurcate this county, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And so, so the cost of going out and getting a bond for $30 or $40 million, the payment on the bond would be just about a wash with what we're spending in transportation. So it all depends how big a building we do and how we do that. So we're looking at either this year or next year, we'll most likely have to bite the bullet and raise property taxes just a little. It's not going to be much. And you got to remember is the county's portion of your property tax is only right around 16 to 20% of your property tax comes to the county. The rest of it goes to schools and the college and fire districts and da-da-da-da-da. So even if we raise ours a little bit, it's really little compared to the overall cost.
But the idea is that to build, you have the property already.
We have the property, and we're all set and ready to go.
And I guess to develop that, you have to have plans. That's going to run $250,000.
We hired Kitchell Construction right now to help us design this thing, kind of like a construction manager at risk type of thing.
Oh,
where
okay.
Instead of hiring somebody on a bid situation, you hire them at the beginning. Well, they're not going to build it. We've just hired them to look at it. What is the needs and what kind can we get away with in a building as least expensive as we can.
And still meet federal.
And still meet all these rules that we have today. So
how many inmates would you guess you would house?
To start, we're looking anywhere from 144 to 220.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
And
so.
And that, so we'll say 200. And then you have within that
classifications.
I talked to Sheriff Masher so many times about this. If you have certain situations,
you got females, you got DUIs, you get murders, you get bikers
you
with pedophiles.
Put a murderer in with a DUI guy.
No, you can't do any of that. So there'll be more murders if you put bikers in with pedophiles. So
it's a whole different conversation.
And I'm not going there, and I'm not saying anything. So, but anywho, the other thing is always on the front line is construction. And in this county, a lot of people say, what's the biggest economic development business realm for the county? And I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably government. But on the flip side, really, the construction industry, you look at all the subcontractors, you look at all the sales of windows, lumber, you look at the sales of cabinets, appliances, roofing,
all the trades.
This county, I wouldn't doubt, probably employs more people in the construction industry than any other industry.
And that is so cyclical because back in 2008.
Nothing.
All
right.
People, some of the people that I knew in the business were going to Nebraska or Texas or whatever.
Right.
Now they're trying, they can't find enough people are coming up from Phoenix to work in construction up here.
So let me tell
you. Isn't that a wonderful problem to have?
Well, it is, and it's happening, though, everywhere. But let me tell you a problem that I had in the old days. I had a plumbing construction company for over 25 years, but I had a plumbing company for 7 years. And we used to go every day to look at where I'm sending people to look at which municipality or if it was in the county that they were going to. Because everybody had their own little pet peeves on how they wanted it done.
Mm.
And that was one thing that I ran for this office was I hate bureaucracy, for one. But the other is all these people, all these municipalities, and we got 9 of them in Yavapai County, and the county need to be on the same page for building codes. They need to be on the same page. I can't say this enough. And so that's one of the reasons we brought Dave in here today. Mm-hmm. Is to talk about that because I don't think it's right that I have to draw, let's say I'm an architect or a draftsman, I have to draw a set of plans for the county that's different than a set of plans for the city of Prescott or different than the city of Cottonwood. That's dumb. So let's all get on the same page.
Well, that's a good lead in to talking to Dave Williams, and we'll talk later on the program. We'll talk more about the budget and all those fun number things.
It's early.
He's aging right in front of me. All right, we're going to take time out for some news, updates, and commercial words. And y'all sit back, relax. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable. KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, Dewey, Humboldt, Marin, around the world, KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Plants are a lot like puppies. They need care, water, and food.
You wouldn't forget to
feed your puppies, so don't forget to feed your plants.
Water is 744 all-purpose plant food is a gourmet meal for your plants.
The only food for Arizona plants for the nutrients they need for big blooms, a hefty harvest, and tremendous trees, all naturally.
It's time to feed your plants with 744 all-purpose plant food from Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Stop by your local Ace for our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Get a $5 reward for every $25 you spend on Scotts, Miracle-Gro, and Ortho products. And don't miss our neighborhood yard party this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. See product demonstrations, plus get help for all of your lawn and garden projects. Hurry in for our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members at participating stores and acehardware.com through April 15th. Maximum reward of $50.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Phoenix police say a girl dies in a road rage shooting and the suspect is on the run. Phoenix Police Sergeant Vince Lewis says a truck began closely following a car after the vehicle turned left in front of the truck. Lewis says the truck then followed the car with the family of four all the way home. 10-year-old Summer Bell Brown and her father were taken to a local hospital where she died.
As they pulled into the driveway, the suspect rolled down the window and opened fire on the vehicle, striking both the father and Summer Bell. The father was making a left turn onto Moreland and thought he had enough time to avoid the pickup that was approaching. And that's when the white pickup ended up in close proximity following that vehicle down the road.
The wounded father survived and is home from the hospital. The mother and another daughter are not hurt. Lewis says if someone's following you, the last thing you should do is drive home. Partly sunny and breezy in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Chilling late tonight to a partly cloudy 38. A 10% chance of Friday and Saturday rain, 20% tomorrow night. And partly sunny Friday and Saturday highs around 60. Warming Sunday to a sunny 73, up to 78 Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 43. Then mostly sunny highs near 71 tomorrow and Saturday, a 10% chance for Friday lunchtime rain, 20% Friday night and Saturday, and sunny highs of 83 Sunday, 88 Monday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And away we go again. Thank you for being with us this Thursday afternoon. We got Supervisor from District 2, Tom Thurman, with us. And Dave Williams. Tom, introduce your guest today.
Yeah. For years, our development services, which is zoning, planning and zoning, they run all of that. They do code enforcement. They do the building department. They do a lot of different things over development services. And the general plan has converted into what we call the comprehensive plan. So it, looking forward on trying to save water and our air and things like that. I mean, they do a lot of things over there. Steve Mock was the head of our department there for years and years. Steve had some problems and unfortunately ended up passing away. And Dave Williams came up out of the valley. And he's very intelligent, well-educated, and even though he was a little bit of a bureaucrat when he first came up.
We'll cure him of that.
They did.
He's now talking a little bit like he's from Texas now, coming out to rural county, Arizona. And so what I was alluding to earlier was trying to get all the municipalities in the county on the same page. So people know exactly what it's going to take to get a permit. And that's not only just to build a house, but that's like a room addition or a deck or anything that we would consider that could be a hazard if they did it wrong. We see stories all the time of, you know, some bar somewhere, there's 18 people partying on it and the whole floor collapses. Yeah. All that, you know. We try not to be bureaucrats, and I'm one, and I'm going to tell you that that's the least in my brain to do. But there's a certain amount of safety we have to do.
You know, before we get to Dave, one of the TV shows my wife and I like to watch is called House Hunters.
Yes.
And then we watch the Scott Brothers where they remodel houses.
Yes.
And they always go in, and inevitably, there's an illegal addition made, and they go, if we don't put in a new truss here, your roof's going to fall on top of you. And I think, well, that's weird. But, Dave, this happens all the time, doesn't it?
Well, you know, what I always have to say is the two most dangerous things in the building industry are Pinterest and Home and Garden TV.
Uh-huh.
That's where a lot of folks do get the ideas to go forward and... Unfortunately, those two formats don't really talk much about building code and safety. You know, you show a great before picture and a great after, but it doesn't really show the nuts and bolts or the bones of what's actually built there. So we actually run into quite a bit of those types of things where they just weren't built properly for whatever reason. They did it without permits, without involving licensed contractors, or they did the work themselves. And then they get caught on the back end where, you know, corrections have to be made. Where it usually gets picked up, and this happens a lot more than I care for, but where it usually gets picked up is in the home sale. Somebody goes to finally sell their home, so a home inspector shows up to take care of that transaction.
If you're going to finance this home, the guy comes in and says, well, let's see if it's really worth.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden they say,
whoops, we have a problem. And we're seeing that now a lot with the home inspectors. We're seeing it also with the lenders, where when they look at a Google Earth image, if they see something on that image that doesn't match permits, you're not going to get the financing for it. So it's created a condition now where we've got a lot more of these that are coming back in to back into permits and make sure that everything is legal, that it's safe. And that's really our end goal here. We want everything to be safe. You know, for this owner, for the next owner, for 50 years from now, that building is going to be safe and solid and that their investment is protected.
One of the things that you do is the permit then.
Yes.
Let's start with Chuck owns an acre of land and I want to build a house on it. Take me through the process.
Okay. There's going to be a couple things before you even come in our front door. The first one's going to be a soils test for perk. To make sure that the site is actually going to perk from a wastewater point of view.
Do you know what perk means?
Percolation. And it has to do with, there's an analysis done on the soil to make sure what the soil absorption rate is so that the septic system can be designed appropriately for the house. If they've got enough leach line or if there's conditions that aren't conducive to that percolation, that an alternate system can be designed to accommodate that. So that's one. We also have a geotechnical soils test, and that's a different test that ties into specifically the design of the foundation of the house. We have expansive soils all over the county here, and the problem is with expansive soils, you can have foundations physically crack, separate, you can have walls heave, and unfortunately, we've seen this happen in counties before this actually went into effect. We had several, unfortunately, bad examples of where this actually occurred. So that was a big push. And really, it becomes an insurance policy for the homeowner so that when they build, they know that it's going to be built and it's going to be appropriate for the soils on that site. We see dramatic differences, quite frankly, between one lot in a subdivision and another lot in a subdivision because of the lot splits and the difference in terrain. You can have dramatically different soil conditions just a couple hundred feet away. So it really helps to ensure that that house is going to be there for generations to come.
One of the things that I imagine you had to deal with recently was finding out where the new or renewed flood zones were.
That actually is something that our flood control department works on more than development services. But when an application comes in, we coordinate with our flood control department to make sure that the structure isn't going to be in the floodplain, that it does meet those flood requirements, and that all of that is taken care of. And, yes, the firm maps did change. And it did put some people into flood zones where historically they haven't been. And in some cases, it took some people out. So, but that's one of the many aspects that we do look at.
One of the things that probably doesn't relate to anything except, are we in an earthquake zone?
Actually, that's an interesting one. So there is a couple fault lines in the county. We've got the big Chino Fault, which runs on the north end of Paulden and kind of hooks into Jerome a little bit on the backside of Mingus Mountain. But in the 2018 building code that we're adopting, one of the layers that actually helps us is they changed the seismic zone for the county. They reduced it. Prior to that, the 2012 codes, we may as well have been building on the San Andreas Fault in California. And that because of that seismic zone, it created a significant increased cost of construction. So the 2018 code that we're working on adopting right now puts some common sense back in that. It addresses what our true needs are. And we're not in an area that's moving like California is. It's a lot more stable than that.
Well, that's not hard to do.
Very true.
Politically,
Very true.
Yeah. I saw you had this, what is the septic 101? What is that?
I have a couple of things here. The department, since I took over about 18 months ago, I have had a major push in the department for education. I'm out there to try to teach homeowners and contractors, realtors, everybody, different aspects of how to take care of their house, how to build the house, inspections, different things. So the Septic 101 is a partnership that we have done with JT's Septic. And we actually have done several classes on this, and in the most simplest terms, it's geared towards the homeowners, and this is the care and feeding of your septic system to help make it last as long as possible. And we actually have two classes coming up, if I may. We have one, two on the same day, but we have one in the Congress Library at 10 a.m. down in Congress, and then we have one in the Yarnell Public Library at 1 p.m. On April 11th. So what is that? I believe that's next I'm losing track of my week. I believe it's next Thursday. I believe it's next Thursday. But this is basically these two classes will be the end of our spring session of putting these classes out. We're going to be rolling into something in the early summer where we get into some of the other outlying areas. We'll get over to the Verde Valley and do some more here in the Prescott area. But for those that are just moving to the area and buying a house with a septic system, this is so important to make sure that you maintain that system properly, that you know what you're doing. So many people come here from communities where they're tied into a city's wastewater system, and as long as the toilet flushes, it's fine. Well, septic systems do fail, and you do need to take care of them.
Yeah.
It's very expensive when they fail. Maintenance is cheap.
During the break, later on, I'll I'll give you. I had a plumber explain to me the three basic rules of plumbing, but I'll wait till we're off the air before I explain all that to you. But your son was here.
Yes, he was.
We've got to give a plug out to your son because he was here as a.
He was with DeMolay.
DeMolay. Yes.
And he absolutely enjoyed.
What's his name?
His name's Matthew.
Matthew Williams.
Yes.
Watch out for this guy. I'm telling you.
How old is he?
He's unfortunately 15 and a half with a learner's permit. So
oh, watch out.
Been there, done that. Life as you know it is over. Anyhow, it was a joy to have him here because I see that I feel good about the future when I see young men like that.
Yeah, he really appreciated it.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more with Dave Williams and Tom Thurman in just a few minutes. This is KQ&A Thursday Roundtable, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, Dewey Humboldt Mayor, and around the world on KQ&A. If you happen to be one of those people that has a computer, one of those newfangled things, we'll be right back.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This April, get in on all the action happening at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel and spring over for our Extravaganza clearance sale. April 24th through 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the Gathering Event Center. Just earn 200 points and select your choice of gifts. Redeem up to 5 gifts daily. Spring in and haul off some new swag. Only at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel. The perfect place to play.
Must be a Castle Club member to participate. Management reserves all rights. Must be 21 years or older to game. Limit up to 5 gifts per day.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your WireMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact WireMC's Health Information Management Department.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And thank you for joining us today. Dave, a couple of things that I know you want to get clarified and let people learn about what's going on in the development area. And some good news.
Some good news, yeah. We kind of alluded to it before the break, but the 2018 building code, we're working on the adoption for that right now. As Tom had mentioned, this is the first time we have had almost all of the agencies in Yavapai County on the same page trying to adopt the code. I think we're all within almost 2 months of each other to create that layer where everybody's on the same page. We're all on the same rules now, so it's not going to be different between Prescott and PV and the Yavapai County. So there's going to be consistency in the industry.
No, I know there's a group called the Yavapai County Contractor Association. I bet they're so happy to hear that.
I was actually going to give a shout out to Sandy if she's listening, because Sandy has been wonderful in this, in helping coordinate everybody, getting everything put together. So truly, I think from all of the building officials, we have a huge shout out to Sandy Griffiths for helping facilitate this and make this happen. So,
and water?
Water.
Deep wells.
So we have actually something we're working on. For the last several years, I've had a push of getting rid of unnecessary and burdensome regulations. Well, we've got one on the books right now. It's been there for many years. It's called the Water Well Code. And we're actually proposing that this be repealed. We're in our public comment period right now. And everything we have written in this rule, in this law, is already covered by the state of Arizona. We don't need this. So we're trying to clean our books up and make it a little easier. We are in a public comment period, so I would love to hear if anybody's got any comments on it, to please call our offices at 928-771-3214. Should they have any comments, we'd love to hear them, but we're trying to reduce and get rid of unnecessary regulations.
One of the things that I know people can go to if they have one of those newfangled computer things is a yavapaicounty.gov, and then they go to the departments, and they go to the development department,
and then you have
a form if people have some ideas, so good, bad, or indifferent.
Yes, we do. And just to clarify, the address is actually, because it's an unusual address, it's yavapai.us is the county's website. It's a little different, but we've got a ton of information on there for not only my department, but other departments as well. And I will throw this out here, too. For anybody interested in our Lunch and Learn series or anything development services related, we have a Facebook page as well, which is Yavapai County Development Services on Facebook, and we push information out there every single day.
Are you hiring?
I am, as a matter of fact. I need a building inspector. Love to find a good qualified building inspector. We need an addressing technician. We're interviewing maybe for one of those, but we're always looking for quality people. I need people with experience in the industry, people who've actually had an opportunity to go out and do it, or people who have a really strong desire to learn a new industry and see what kind of a difference they can make in the world.
All right. Very good. We'll shift over to Tom.
It.
To the man here.
Yes.
District 2 supervisor.
Yes.
You going to run for re-election?
I don't know yet.
Can I quote you on that?
No, 50-50. I actually make more money retired than I do working, so it's already a labor of love, but
I have to say,
I enjoy it.
We were talking before, to be honest with you, the county's running pretty well.
I think it is. I think it's doing very well.
And now, when we talk about the budget and taxes and all that, you're doing the best to keep prices down, but, and I mentioned early in the show, unfunded mandates, plus are we losing HERF funds too?
Well, we always typically lose some of the HERF funds. Last year we did good. Noel Campbell, our representative down at the House, did a very good job on getting some bills passed that really got some more money to the counties. There is a couple bills right now, HB 2047, that's going to get us maybe a couple more million dollars. The unfortunate thing is the road construction right now is so expensive. If you look at just a transportation interchange, an overpass, they used to run 17 to 20 million, which is a lot of money. Now they're running 40 million.
Mm.
And the highway miles used to be about $1 to $2 million a mile. We're seeing in Phoenix, the southern loop down there that they're putting in on the 202 I-17 lower loop down there. In places, it's running $100 million a mile. So, it's just so expensive.
So, folks, if you're waiting for prices to go down.
Well, Phoenix has a gasoline problem right now, and we won't even go there.
No.
But on the flip side, I'm trying to do everything I can to save money. Prices of everything goes up is what I'm saying. So every department is just costing more to do business. I would love to cut. Some people, you can cut here, you can cut it. Get rid of that. Well, I'd love to. But, today, insurance companies run the world. And if you don't believe me, it's so true. In the old days, you know, Bill Feldmeyer and myself and John Olson, we needed something done, and just go over and do it. It was no big deal. Today, it's Sue Happy Society, and everything we do now has to be approved by the attorneys before we can.
So you'd be insurance and the attorneys, they're both at one end and one at the other end, and they're stuck in the middle.
That's it.
What's the biggest challenge? One big challenge you got to deal with in the next 2 months.
The next 2 months, we have some lawsuits right now that we have going with the state of Arizona Department of Revenue because of valuations of, like, the gas pipeline that went from Ash Fork to Buckeye. Because it crosses borders of counties, we no longer assess that. That's the State Department of Revenue, and they've priced it really high. And so now they lost in court, and now we're having to take money away from school districts and fire districts that are already hurting. It's a sad situation.
We're
fighting it.
We're going to get you back on here in another 4 to 6 weeks and get an update, if you don't mind,
sure,
sir.
No problem.
Thank you. That's going to wrap things up for this Thursday edition of the Roundtable. Dave Williams, Tom Thurman, our guests today. And I think tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow afternoon, the Arizona Diamondbacks have their home opener. What time does it start, Bill? 3? 3 o'clock. So they'll be playing some team from Boston. I'm trying to remember.
Purple Sox.
Yeah, Purple Sox. I think that's who it is. So that'll be coming your way tomorrow afternoon. That's going to wrap things up. Stay tuned for the news and more on the Thursday Roundtable next week. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad City, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Live on Sunday night, it's Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night live, a small band of renegades form around radio.